Hey, Prime members, did you know that you could be listening to this show ad-free on Amazon Music? With Amazon Music, you get access to the most ad-free top podcasts. Avoid the ads and start listening today.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Thursday, October 5th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. A few years ago, investors were really excited by electric vehicle startups going public. But the cost of making these new EVs and finding demand has started to weigh on the companies. That includes Rivian, whose electric pickup truck loaded with features is costing the company more to make than it can sell it for. Coming up, Sean McClain, who covers EV startups, is going to join us to explain why Rivian is struggling to bring its costs in line. But first, opening arguments in the trial of former crypto boss Sam Bankman-Fried were made in New York yesterday. The FTX founder has pleaded not guilty to nearly half a dozen fraud charges against him. Our reporter Caitlin Ostroff gave us this update from outside the courthouse.
The government's opening statement was kind of much what we expected. You know, they were saying that Sam Bankman-Fried founded FTX and Alameda, a trading firm that he created, to basically take customer money from the start. They alleged there was multiple times over the years where customer money was taken from FTX via Alameda and not disclosed. They said that Bankman-Fried had masterminded this fraud. And the defense's argument, they were trying to convey that Bankman-Fried always had these intentions of honoring customers and protecting customers. And while there were some aspects of FTX that could have been improved upon, such as risk management, a lot of the machinations of its creation, there was, quote, nothing wrong with that. That was a phrase that the defense repeated over and over again. And so they were really trying to paint the picture of, you know, there was no motive to commit fraud. The other bit from the defense's presentation that I found potentially interesting was you had terms like market making and payment agent and fiat and a lot of these very technical trading finance terminologies that got thrown at the jury. And those are going to be very hard for jurors to digest. That's going to be part of the battle in this court case. Is the government and the defense being able to convey in sort of layman's terms a lot of this very technical terminology.
The head of the Japanese tech investor SoftBank has offered a bullish take on the future of artificial intelligence. Masayoshi Son told a crowd at the company's annual investor event that generative AI will surpass all human knowledge within a decade. He told investors they need to, quote, take advantage of it or be left behind. Our markets reporter Akane Otani was at the event, and she says Sun played down a lot of concerns around AI.
He likened it to, you know, you could be worried about cars and the potential for car accidents if you drive in a car. But he said, basically, think about countries that haven't widely adopted cars and how far behind they are. And think about people who had concerns about electricity and the potential for fires. And then think about a society in which there's no electricity. So he was basically saying people have been skeptical of new technologies for a long, long time. But in many cases, it's proven to be of tremendous value to society. And he basically thinks that's going to be the case with AI.
Coming up, for every electric pickup it builds, Rivian loses enough money to buy some other kind of car. So can it navigate an alternative route to lower costs? We'll have some answers when we come back.
Tech News Briefing is supported by FTI Consulting. From the world's largest cyber breaches to global fraud investigations, FTI Consulting is the number one expert-based firm organizations turn to in their moments of truth. Learn more at FTIconsulting.com.
The electric car maker Rivian set out to build the ultimate electric pickup truck, but its design comes with a hefty price, over $80,000 on average for customers. And still, Rivian took a $33,000 loss on every car it sold in the second quarter. When the company went public in 2021, investors piled cash into it. But unless it can get its costs down, the company's future looks precarious. Sean McLean, who reports on EV startups for the WSJ, has been looking into Rivian's prospects, and he joins me now to talk about it. Sean, when Rivian went public, it was suggested that it could become the Tesla of trucks. It was even briefly valued at more than Ford and GM. But now it's got these huge costs. What makes Rivian's vehicles so expensive?
Well, Rivian's really got two problems. One, it really doesn't produce enough vehicles in its factory, right? So the amount you spend on manufacturing a car in terms of labor costs and running your machinery stays roughly the same whether you produce one vehicle or you produce 10,000 vehicles. So Rivian's costs for running the factory are spread along too small a number of vehicles, which is driving up its per vehicle cost. But the other problem that Rivian has is really more purposeful, which is that Rivian really set out to build a no-compromise vehicle that could perform both like a sports car and like an off-roader, which is not usually something that a car can do because building them that way is incredibly expensive.
And can you just tell us, for somebody who's maybe never encountered one of these, what does a Rivian look like? What makes it more special, more no compromises than, say, other electric pickup trucks?
Rivian vehicles have a number of fairly neat party tricks. If you open up the driver's side door on a Rivian, there is a little light that pops on that really helps you see in the dark. But that's not just a light. If you press on it, a little LED flashlight will come out. And the speaker system underneath the console, where in a normal gasoline car the gear shift would be, there's actually a removable Bluetooth speaker that you can take with you. If you take your vehicle camping, there's a button you can press called camp mode, where the vehicle will automatically level itself on a slope so you can sleep comfortably if you're camping in your car. There's just a lot of neat tricks in a Rivian vehicle that you really don't see anywhere else.
Are there ways that Rivian could reduce its cost for making each of its vehicles?
There are. And what Rivian's CEO is currently focused on doing is trying to remove some of the complexity from the engineering of the vehicles. For example, Rivian builds and designs a lot of its components in-house, which is unusual in the auto industry because it's way more expensive to do it that way. Because it designed those in-house, it's a really time-consuming process. And in order to hit manufacturing deadlines, Rivian had to prioritize doing things in-house over doing things efficiently. They couldn't do both at the same time, they said. So now Rivian is trying to consolidate the number of these small computers in their vehicle, which is also bringing down the wiring in the vehicle, both of which are currently expensive parts for the Rivian vehicles, but they're hoping to cut out a lot of those costs by redesigning it. But they're also redesigning more core components like the frame of the vehicle on which the main body sits, which currently is very complicated and difficult to build, according to sources I've spoken to.
Are there other ways the company could get its overall costs down?
Yeah, look, Rivian has tried a couple other things. They've laid off workers. They've cut back on some spending on programs that aren't necessarily devoted to making money today. But also, really, what Rivian says they need to do is to dramatically increase the number of vehicles that they're producing in a year.
Have we seen other EV startups struggle with the same sort of problems that Rivian is facing?
Oh, yeah. Lucid Motors, which is a luxury EV maker, is also losing money on every vehicle they sell. And Tesla, famously, for many years, was unprofitable until they were able to get costs down and volume up. However, unlike Tesla, Rivian is trying to get its start in an environment that's way more competitive than Tesla's. They're competing not only with other startups, but with traditional automakers who are rolling out their own electric SUVs and pickup trucks.
So what's the outlook then for Rivian? I mean, does it have a long runway to get these things right, or is it under more pressure than, say, a company like Tesla was when it was able to be not profitable for a number of years?
Well, look, it's not a great situation when you're losing money the way Rivian is doing. However, most analysts who watch Rivian believe that the company still has ample ways to go back out and raise money. And Rivian does have some runway with $9 billion left in the bank. And that's just cash. Even with just the $9 billion in their bank account, Rivian thinks it has enough runway to build its second factory in Georgia, where they're planning to launch a more mass market priced version of its vehicles, which Rivian hopes will then in turn dramatically increase the people who could possibly purchase a Rivian.
All right, that's our reporter, Sean McLean. Thanks for joining us. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Anthony Bancy with deputy editor Chris Sinsley. For more tech stories, head over to the Wall Street Journal's website, wsj.com. I'm Zoe Thomas. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks again for listening.